T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome to Overnight America. What a win for the Cardinals. Wow, playing from behind for a little bit, but they did it. They did it. When you get a full game in, you get a win. That's how it works. So they've been looking really great. And it is Thursday, so we're getting close to the weekend. And I'm so ready for this weekend. But one of the nice things we do is open up the phone lines for you. If there's something you want to talk about or maybe something we covered this week you didn't have a chance to chime in on. I hate that word chime. I can't believe I just said it. But 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. How about something that you didn't have a chance to scream at me for? Something I said that you hated or something that I did that you couldn't believe? Or maybe there's another caller you heard and you thought, oh, I gotta respond to that guy. This is what you do. You just use your ringy-ding-dingy. I just can't come up with an alternative to chime that quick. I'm going to have to think on that one. But you know what happened? I want to just share this real quick because we only have a few minutes before we're going to go to the weather. And there's a few stories I've been meaning to get to. I've had them on the stack. There's a few crime prevention programs I want to go over. And one thing that I think is just wonderful, that there's a bus watch system. And I think that is so great. I didn't get a chance to talk about it this week, but you know what? It's the last show of the week, so we're going to have that opportunity. Let me tell you what happened. I don't know what it's like at your house right now. Are you getting bugs inside your house? We get these little bugs every once in a while, and because of the heat and the humidity, they try to find their way into the house. I don't exactly know how they're getting in, but we found this one spider in the basement. This thing, we almost named it. It was huge. But my wife and my son were downstairs. They see the spider. My wife says to my kid, get upstairs, get daddy's shoe. I'm like, what do you mean get daddy's shoe? So they run upstairs. They grab my work shoe. They run back downstairs while my wife's keeping an eye on this spider to make sure it doesn't run away. They take my shoe. They smash the spider. And then they leave my shoe at the scene of the crime. You know why? Because none of them had the courage to clean it up. So what happens? Later in the day, this is after I wake up from my midday nap. I try to get a little nap in so I'm energized for the show. I wake up, first things, not, oh, how are you? Oh, I hope you had a good nap. Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, we love you. No, not that. It was, oh, your work shoes in the basement. We had to use it to kill a spider. It's still down there. Go clean it up. First thing, couldn't even walk 10 steps out of the bedroom before they already have a job for me. So I have to, think about, do I really want to do this? Can I just go barefoot today? Do I really want to clean this thing? How big of a spider could it have been for me to have to go down there and clean up for them? All right, so I go downstairs and I get a little dustpan. I think if it's big enough, I'll just sweep it into the dustpan. And now I'm thinking to myself, what else is down there that I don't know about? Now, everything that I want to do this weekend is go on to a bug hunt in the basement and just try to find as many as I can. This time of year, it's tough. You get the air conditioner running nonstop just because of how hot it's been. At least it's cooling down, and we'll get you a forecast here in a couple minutes. But you know what? I don't know about you. I'm getting sick and tired of all these bugs finding their way inside the house. I'm just sick and tired of it. I only had a couple minutes, so it feels good on these Thursdays to just bellyache, let it all out. That way I can go into the weekend with a clear mind. You can do that too. This is your invite to call, and we keep the phone lines open, 436-7900. You can call or text that line. I'll load the text line up. You can also call 800-925-1120 from wherever you are. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Overnight America, as we about hop over the overnight, like a hopscotch from 11 till midnight. We're almost there. Oh, I'm so glad Patrick from D.C. decided to call in. You've only been teasing the whole week that you'd be calling in. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Well, it's good to talk with you. How's the reception of my phone? Is it going in clear?
It sounds good. It does. So what's the trick? You know, earlier this week, I actually talked about you. I was hoping you'd call in because we were talking about changing the thermostat. There was those new guidelines when it came the energy department or whatever. And they said that you should keep your thermostat during the day at 78 and at night 82 degrees. I immediately thought of you because you said you were doing some funny business to fans around your house in order to try to drop the temperature down.
Yes, I did. And I was quite successful in cleaning those fan blades because I have these stand-up fans that are on a pedestal. Uh-huh. And they also have a cage around them. You know, all that stuff collects dirt.
Yeah.
And when you can remove the cage, you can remove the blade and clean it, and it's amazing how much more air actually came out of those fans.
How dirty were they that they were blocking air?
It doesn't take much, as a matter of fact. Just a little film will start to slow it down.
Wow.
It's amazing, like a little bit of scum begins to slow it down.
Wow. It's noticeable? You can actually noticeably feel the difference?
Yes, because after you clean it, you put it back together, you actually hear, you feel the air. So,
Patrick, man, you squeeze every penny you can possibly squeeze. You're out there cleaning the blades of these fans. Do you still keep a journal with all of your meter readings just to make sure everything looks okay?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Remember, I start at the bottom, right? I put it at the bottom of the page, and then the next day's reading will go on top of that so I can subtract to make sure how much energy I'm using.
Yeah. So what's this about your basement?
Well, you were talking about the bugs in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have water in your basement?
No.
You don't have water. There's got to be some sort of moisture coming in there. Bugs love water. They got to have water.
I don't think there's moisture. It's just somehow they're finding a way in. I haven't found any moisture. We have a dry basement. I just don't know how they're doing it. They're doing it somehow.
Well, you know, you got to come up with what's your comment when you're asked to comment. So I decided to talk about the bugs in the water. But one of the real purposes I'm calling is to warning you that Labor Day is coming up. And that, what is that, 11 days on September the 2nd? Is that correct?
Oh, wow. Is that soon? Okay. I guess I don't have it on my calendar.
So next weekend is Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then so by Monday is Labor Day, then the 3rd. Yeah, we here in D.C. will be coming with you with more intense political crud.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we're all ready for you. I just want you to warn you that, it is Labor Day. And after Labor Day, we start our stuff. We're real good at it.
So
as you remember, what happened, what we did to the country last year, Judge Kavanaugh. Yes.
What happens? Is it you're not allowed to wear white, or do you wear white after Labor Day? I can't remember.
Oh no, you've got to wear white if it's hot outside and you want to look. What if you're a tennis player? You have to wear white. You can't go out on the tennis court with black.
What will they all say about you if you're out there and you're not wearing the white short shorts? Go out there in my baggy basketball pants and beat up shoes. Probably the same shoes I use to mow the lawn, which reminds me, my mow the lawn shoes have disintegrated. I can only duct tape them so many times. I feel like they're on their last leg right now. Are you like that too?
No. My shoe. I'm feet first. Very feet first. My shoes and boots are in top condition and always have fresh socks and fresh insoles too. So I'm very Department of Defense in that aspect. Very Army. Keep my boots. Got my winter boots all ready for when it starts to get cold. Started shopping for my winter work pants when I work outside. So I'm getting all prepared for winter and glad I have money in the bank that my electric bill's paid to help keep the heat on, and who knows what's going to happen, you know what I mean?
Well, Patrick from D.C., I'm so glad that you decided to call in tonight. You're going to have to do this more often.
Well, I have lots of, I know this is the national complaint line, but we don't want to complain.
National complaint line. All right, good to hear from you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye. Oh, that's fun. He's out there. He's wiping the dust off of his fan cages because it's making a difference in cooling down his home. Yeah, no joke. He called in before and he said that he goes outside, he reads all of his meters, and he logs it in a journal just to make sure the companies, number one, are getting the correct reading, but two, he's not getting ripped off. That's impressive. Mike in St. Louis, hi.
How you doing? Talk about this spider?
Oh, yeah. Big spider. Not just a spider. We're talking big spider.
All right, the one that was dead, Clinton. Here's a little fun. You ought to brush it off real easy. At least it was dead. You know what you ought to do just to brush it off to have a little fun? Hmm. Play that song they had, Itchy Little Spider.
It's
and you could just laugh it off.
Spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider. That one?
Oh, you know the song? Yeah. And see, you can laugh it off because you could have had it worse. At least the spider was dead.
Well,
I don't know how he got in.
Yeah, I guess they could have trapped it and left it for me to take care of it. Trapped a spider in our basement.
Like a pet, a strange pet, right?
Yeah. Let's see, spider remix.
For fun to laugh it off because you can laugh it off. I don't like insects any more than you do, but no, I would laugh it off. Lisa was dead.
I know.
But I think it would be a little fun. You could laugh it off and just.
But it's sitting there.
It's an incensey spider.
And it was a giant carcass just sitting there waiting for me. All right. I'll see if I can find one for you, Mike. Thank you for calling
okay.
in. All right. Bye. I just did a quick little search, and apparently there's like a R&B remix of Itsy Bitsy Spider. You think this is going to be any good? I haven't actually previewed this, but we'll find out. I hate it already. Dude's wearing a Spider-Man mask, and they got some other. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I can't even finish it. You want to know how many views this rendition from Desmond Kids Jams uploaded just a few months ago in March? You want to guess how many views this thing has?
To make it to the top.
I can't do it. I can't do it. 2.4 million views on the Itsy Bitsy Spider R&B remix. We need to remix this show R&B style to get a big following on YouTube. That's what we should be doing next. Or should I wear a Spider-Man mask? Is that what you want? This is Overnight America, KMOX. We're here till 2 o'clock, so that means we got a little time to sit back, relax, you know, do our thing. I wanted to get a couple of stories in here real quick, and I've been meaning to get to these. You may have seen this one on KMOX.com. The mayor is now asking the city comptroller to execute a contract with Cure Violence. All right, so we got a lot of violence in the city. Can we agree on that, everyone? Yeah? Okay. We got some issues. We've been trying to get these body cameras, and I know Lewis Reed has been trying for a while, and it seems like the big push it and kick it down the road. Well, I feel like we got to do something when it comes to protecting the police officers. We've got a lot of instances where it doesn't matter what the police officer does. The police officer could run into a building to save a burning child. And when he comes in, emerges from that smoky ash, someone will take a video showing, look at this police officer, went to that kid last because of the color of their skin. They would start to scream racism as the officer is saving a child from a burning building. That's the type of city we live in nowadays. You know what we need to do? We got to be able to help this city move forward when it comes to crime. We got a lot of other things going for it. We got people investing in it. We got, well, just in the last week, it's been a tremendous sports week, or couple of months in the city of St. Louis. They keep adding new things. So now we get the MLS team. We got a name for the XFL. The Blues won the Stanley Cup. They're getting ready to start the season again. I mean, there's a lot going on. We have the Bomarito big race coming in. We have, the Olympic trials, the All-Star game, all of these things coming in. So, yeah, we can't just be all sports all the time. Cardinals are playing well. I get it. There's other things that we need to really find a way to address. Luckily, we're starting to get rid of some of these corrupt politicians over in the county. Steve Stenger out and some of the cronies around him all getting in trouble. Here in the city, if we can change the way we handle our prosecuting office, and if we can get a big change there, get past this, everything's got to be socially minded as opposed to justice minded, and stop victimizing these victims with these lousy small sentences. You know, the one that we just found out about earlier this week, person shows up, gets in an altercation with someone, leaves, comes back 20 minutes to this bar, Ballpark Village. We're not talking about a bad area. goes back up, shoots and inadvertently kills an innocent person there celebrating his birthday. That shooter, that one that murdered someone else, gets 4 years in prison. They lower the sentence 4 years for killing someone in the city of St. Louis. You know, we got to cut this stuff out. Now, some of these other programs and things they're looking at, curbing violence in the city of St. Louis. There is a crime prevention program. They want to spend a ton of money on it. They say it's going to work. You know, it's crazy, isn't it? We can't find ways to support our police, the ones that are on the streets, the ones that are doing the honest work. And even when they absolutely catch someone red-handed, you still have on the prosecution side, they may ignore it, or they may downplay it, or they may do nothing at all. And we're just going through this cycle over and over again. You're not supporting the police, prosecutors going weak, over and back and forth and back and forth. So what's this pilot program going to do? You're going to throw a bunch of money in crime prevention in a program from somewhere else, right? So this is an outside program they want to hire, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, maybe pumping some of this money into the police force that are actually on the streets here. Maybe trying to give them a crime, a chance at getting this crime down. I don't know. It's just so frustrating when I see this over and over again. I will tell you one thing. I saw this other story, and it has to do with Better Family Life, which is one of the best organizations the city of St. Louis could ever ask for. And they've done such an unbelievable, great job when it comes to getting into the neighborhoods, talking to the people of the neighborhoods, helping people understand who else is in their neighborhood, stopping crime in these neighborhoods, getting to the kids so they don't have to turn to the street. And what they decided to do when school started back up this week was open up this program where they had people standing at the bus stops. So when you send your kid out and they're waiting for the bus, you don't have to feel unsafe that your kid's going to get shot. So they put adults out there, and it's almost like these monitors, and it helps bring some peace of mind. And you know what? This program, they said they're going to continue it. You want to know why? Because they got a nice federal grant, and they're putting it into the action in the streets of St. Louis. Good for them. I wanted to give them a big bravo. I think they're just absolutely wonderful. So good for them, and it looks like they're going to continue that. They're doing great work. Real quick before we go to break, let's go to Wayne in St. Peter's. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good.
I called to see if you knew, if you saw the pictures of Chris Cuomo on the CNN show, The Last Four Presidents.
No, I don't normally watch his program. But
oh, I don't either. I just happened to catch it on the Fox show a while ago. They showed the last four presidents towards the end of the last term.
Yeah.
And Clinton and Bush and Obama looked like they'd aged 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And President Trump, it was the same or looked younger. He couldn't believe it. He said, "What's this guy take?" Well, it shows what a businessman that juggles several different things at one time can do without.
I guess
mentally, you know.
You know, it's funny because I saw someone posting that on social media. I didn't watch the clip though. So is it funny? Did they take a funny take on it?
Well, yeah. Well, they gave Cuomo's response to it. He said, what's this man take? He said, how come he looks the same or younger? Four guys look like they've aged 20 years.
Yeah. Are they insinuating he's not working hard enough? Is that what they're trying to do? I'm just guessing CNN took the worst possible way.
I don't know. I didn't see it on CNN. I saw it on Fox.
Probably for the best, Wayne. All right. We got to go to break. Hey, thank you for calling in. It's almost midnight. It's almost the weekend.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.